Shalom, everyone, and welcome to an instructional universal mantra meditation class. The purpose of this class is to experience the universal mantra meditation and the process of meditation as given to us by Maitreya. God is with him. This purpose will be presented using six topics. 1. What is meditation? 2. Why the use of a mantra? 3. Pronunciation of the universal mantra and its meaning. 4. Teach the breathing technique unique to the mission of Maitreya. 5. Unifying the universal mantra and meaning with the breathing technique. And 6. Experience the process of meditation as Maitreya taught us. You can click on the banner and then click Course and freely use the more expanded meditation classes available on that PowerPoint presentation. Topic 1. What is meditation? In the simplest terms, meditation means to calm the mind and direct its attention from the external world to the spiritual world. Meditation is the process of directing your attention from going outward to going inward. In that calm or quiet mind, the emotions are still and there is no turbulence of the mind. Then the soul becomes a reflection of the truth, like a still lake which reflects the objects in the sky. So the self will reflect its oneness with the self universe. In the Bible we can read, "Be still and know that I am God." Topic 2. Why the use of a mantra? A mantra is an empowered word or words used to invoke the latent spiritual forces. The power of mantras is in their ability to stimulate and awaken different levels of spirit and bring understanding of that level to the soul. Topic 3. Pronounce the universal mantra and give its meaning. If you have opened the PowerPoint presentation, you can click Class 2 and go to Screen 3 to see the words of the universal mantra. And on Screen 5, you can see its meaning. The proper use of the universal mantra meditation can bring about enough control over the mind to produce that calm mind that we all desire. Listen to the pronunciation of the mantra. Hari Om Sheri Hung. Om Nam Kevalam. I'm going to repeat that again. Hari Om Sheri Hung. Om Nam Kevalam. Now ideate the meaning. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Contemplate the meaning of this mantra for a moment. realize that is the goal of life. Now, let us experience how involving the physical body can further calm our mind. Sit with your back straight and tall. Lift your neck and head away from your shoulders. Topic 4. Teach the breathing technique unique to the mission. Breathe from the diaphragm. Bring your attention to your breathing. Breathe in through your nose, filling your lungs from the bottom with air. Your stomach area will expand first. Put your hand on your stomach to feel it rise. Then your middle, and finally you will notice your shoulders will rise a little bit. Pause between breathing in and breathing out and recognize the stillness. This is what is unique about the breathing and the way we do the Universal Mantra meditation. This pause is unique to the mission of Maitreya. Notice the energy released from the bottom of your stomach upwards. Breathe out now, allowing your stomach to contract as you let the air out, the reverse of breathing in. And pause. Pause between breathing out and breathing in and recognize the stillness. Notice how the energy released from the bottom of your stomach races to your head, higher chakras. Be still and know that I am God. Relax. Release any tension in your body and continue to practice breathing this way. With each breath, feel yourself relax more and more deeply. Close your eyes now and continue breathing rhythmically from your diaphragm. Breathe in, pause, recognize the stillness, breathe out, pause, recognize the stillness. The eyes are the most powerful sense. Our eyes see, then our hearts desire. When we close our eyes, we are closing a very powerful sense. Also, we are not letting that energy go out from our eyes. By closing our sense of sight, we also become more familiar with other senses in our bodies. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Relax. Topic 5. Unifying the Universal Mantra and its meaning with the breathing technique. This time, as you breathe in, say to yourself the first part of the Universal Mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause. As you recognize the stillness, recognize the energy released at this stillness. Now breathe out. Om Nam Kevalam. Recognize again the stillness as you pause and again recognize the energy released at this stillness and how it rushes to the mind. Higher chakras. Think. The goal of the life is to become divine. Pause. and recognize the stillness. That divinity, God, is everything. Pause and recognize the stillness. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring it back to the rhythm of the breath and the Hari Om Shri Hung mantra. We would like to note, before going to our final topic, that usually we share the first part of the process. We have a collective meditation and then reverse the process. Since this is an instructional class, we will pause for a few minutes after the first part of the process and then go right into reversing the process. The room is open 24/7, and the PowerPoint presentation is always available on our website. Now we'll go into our final topic, topic 6. We will experience the process of meditation as Maitreya, God is with him, taught us. Sit comfortably with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again, relax your body. Release any tension or tense feelings. Be completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house, hotel, etc. Remember where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can. Then fill the state, province, county, etc., the whole country, continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts, etc. Now that you have filled the whole earth, gently leave your body and visualize that you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that you are leaving the earth. You are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe. A brilliant, misty blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now, gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now, the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keep your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen to the first part of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. The goal of the life is to become divine. Realizing the stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out, the rhythm of your mantra. Breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. That divinity or God is everything. Recognizing the stillness between breathing out and breathing in, rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought, desire, etc., gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. When done meditating, reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you, within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. Now, you gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system. Past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on the top of the earth. Remember, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Now, pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See the peace that you received from the brilliant light is on earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Fill the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth. All the continents, the continent you are in, the country you are in, the state, province, city, house, and room you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are, in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now, gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. And that ends our meditation class for this time. If you have any questions, we invite you to send them to the mission, questions@maitreya.org. Or, if you look up on the introduction to the room, you'll see the live times for this class, and you can come to those live meditation classes and ask your questions there. Shalom, everyone.